krvs.org.
It's hard to do arrangements of Christmas songs in a jazz style because the first thing that we like to do is to change things up a lot.
Ask jazz musicians about the secret to arranging Christmas carols, and they'll tell you, keep it simple. We know the songs and the occasion. Too much arranging, chord changes, counter melodies, and interludes weakens the connection between listeners and the song. But simple doesn't have to mean dull. As I believe we're about to hear, vocalist Gregory Porter and Renee Marie join Wynton Marsalis and our All-Star Orchestra for a concert of Christmas classics. Stay with us. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center, and I'm Wendell Pierce. Christmas carols are so familiar that some people find them annoying. Jazz at Lincoln Center supporter Irene Diamond once told Wynton Marsalis how much she hated Winter Wonderland. And so now, he makes it a point to play it whenever he sees her. And with his playful sound, I think he'll win her over eventually.
Thank you.
Winter Wonderland. On the stage of the Rose Theater, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Dan Nimmer on piano, Carlos Enriquez on bass, and Ollie Jackson on drums. At Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Theater. For woodwind ace and arranger Ted Nash, the carol We Three Kings posed a challenge, at once simple and profound.
I didn't want to get into too heavy a harmonic sort of support, like with all sorts of changes, chord changes moving around, because the melody is coming out of a very simple place, kind of stays in one set of notes. I wanted the harmonic background and the support to also be very open and very simple. So I created this very kind of Mideastern texture. It just set up what I thought was a very exotic background for the melody.
Thank you. Ted Nash.
Ted Nash on soprano leading his arrangement of We Three Kings. Alto man Sherman Irby also likes to keep Christmas arrangements simple.
It's hard to do arrangements of Christmas songs in a jazz style because the first thing that we like to do is to change things up a lot. We like to change the chord changes, or we like to make other changes to the melody. Just like if you're going to cook some food or something, you're cooking some fish, and one day you're going to make it, blackened fish or something like that. Another time you want to do it with a lemon kind of thing. So you like to change it up, but not everybody likes that. Again, it's a song that everybody knows, and most of the time people want to sing to it.
So to find a recipe for his arrangement of Old Tannenbaum, Irby went back to big band essentials.
There's so many great arrangers and composers that I draw from, Ernie Wilkins, of course, Duke, of course, Frank West. It's just a whole bunch of cats that you can't get around, learning how to write this music without studying them.
This is Old Tannenbaum. Thank you.
Sherman Irby arrangement. Victor Goins, clarinet. Kenny Rampton on the trumpet.
Old Tannenbaum, Old Christmas Tree.
Thank you very much.
Christmas songs range from the reflective to the exuberant to the humorous. For the novelty tune, Is That You, Santa Claus? Wynton Marsalis turns to a vocalist capable of enormous thematic range, Renee Marie. In her voice, you can hear the verbal acrobatics of Betty Carter and the elemental power of the blues. A Jehovah's Witness, Marie did not begin singing professionally until she was 42. After her husband issued an ultimatum, you're singing or me, she chose the life on stage. Inspired by Louis Armstrong's 1953 version, here's Renee Marie. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus? Santa Claus, is that you? Sounds like gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is the dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my slacking jaws. Oh, who that? Who is it? Come to pay a visit. Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. If it's just what I've been waiting, would you mind just slipping it under the door? Old wind's howling, or maybe that's growling. My legs feel like straws. Mama, oh me, my, kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Thank you.
Renee Marie. Renee Marie. Victor Goins, arrangement. Walter Blanding. Ted Nash. Sherman Irby. Shadings.
Renee Marie, singing "Is That You, Santa Claus?" Arranged by Victor Goins. There's a bittersweet quality to the holidays. Though this season is one of joy, it can also be a painful time for many people. The song we're about to hear, "I'll Be Home for Christmas," has both elements for vocalist Renee Marie.
I do love that song. Who doesn't love that one? It can apply to so many situations, right? Because you know in the song that really the person knows they're not going to be home by Christmas. I think that's the thing that gets me. But they're saying it anyway, you know. That was a tough one for me to sing because my brother, my oldest brother, who played the largest role among my family members of me being a singer, he had passed away that year. And that was tough. It was tougher than I expected it to be. I thought I was past all the tears and so forth.
"I'll Be Home for Christmas."
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long You can count on
Renee Marie.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. Arranged for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra by Rich DeRosa. Sung by Renee Marie, with a trumpet solo by Marcus Prinnip. Wynton Marsalis leading the big band into our winter wonderland, and in just about 1 minute, we'll be back. Holiday music inspired by Chuck Berry, Irving Berlin, and the gospel tradition. Don't go away. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'm Wendell Pierce.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away.
Season's greetings from all of us at KRVS. The holidays are a time of joy, sharing, and thanksgiving. And in the spirit of the season, we would like to thank you for your support during this past year. As you have been there for us, you can count on KRVS in 2014 to continue to air the news and information you rely on, the music that inspires you, and the breadth of programming that enriches you. As 2013 draws to a close and you make your tax-deductible donations, please consider KRVS in your giving. You can make your end-of-year tax-deductible gift to KRVS by contributing online at krvs.org. You'll enjoy your investment every time you listen to KRVS in the new year.
With two Grammy nominations and a pair of Rising Star wins in the 2013 Downbeat Critics Poll, vocalist Gregory Porter may be the hottest young singer in jazz. But his success comes after nearly two decades of paying dues. As a raw UC San Diego student in the early 90s, Porter met saxophonist Kamau Kenyatta in jazz ensemble class. Kenyatta saw something in the young singer, mentoring him and taking him out for his first gigs. You might say a gift from St. Nick got him a record contract, when a 2009 gig at New York's St. Nick's Pub landed him a deal with Matema Records.
I love seeing that Gregory Porter is getting a lot of attention these days. He's really starting to become well-known, and it's because he speaks to people. People really relate to someone who can communicate.
Saxophonist Ted Nash.
He knows exactly how he wants to sound, how he wants to state a particular lyric, and he just does it. He just has instinctively what I think all great jazz and blues singers have, and that's just the ability to speak from his heart and make very clear statements.
Here's Gregory Porter in a Chris Crenshaw arrangement. Cradle in Bethlehem.
Tonight is rocking the cradle.
little child shall lead them. The prophets said of old, in storm and tempest, heed them until the bell. Mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Gregory Porter. Gregory Porter. Chris Crenshaw, arrangement. Vincent Gardner, trombone.
Cradle in Bethlehem. Gregory Porter on the Rose Theater stage. Porter's singing calls to mind the soulful baritones of Joe Williams and Lou Rawls. So when Sherman Irby looked for Christmas songs to arrange for this baritone, Irby found this hearty blues. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice.
Merry Christmas, baby. I heard it, of course, when I was a kid. But when I was researching it to do it for this concert, I went back to one of my heroes from back in the day, Chuck Berry. He just had a real soulful, very plain but grooving way of singing Merry Christmas, Baby. I also checked out B.B. King. I checked out the cast that had that kind of sound and that kind of vibe. And I wanted to write something with a swinging groove, but with a groove that... it's something that you actually want to get up and dance to. So it's a little bit of a shuffle, a little something on to make your head shake.
So Irby, Porter, and the band will try to get you bobbing your head. And maybe shaking some other parts, too. I'll wager they'll succeed. Here's Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure do treat me nice. Well, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure do treat me nice. Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna hug and kiss you, baby, beneath the mistletoe.
Gregory Porter. Gregory Porter. Sherman Irby. Arrangement and solo. Victor Goins. Shadings.
As our hour draws to a close, we wouldn't want to leave a jazz Christmas celebration without some gospel. This tune has been sounding through the houses of worship and Christmas concerts for more than 100 years. Gregory Porter and Renee Marie return to the stage for this Marcus Prinnip arrangement. Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go and tell it on the mountain. hold around the heavens. There's no holy light. Oh,
come on and go, carry it on the mountain. Well,
over the hill and everywhere.
Go, carry it on the mountain. Let it
Greg Reporter, Renee Marie, Marcus Prinsdorf arrangement, Dan Nimmer on the piano, Carlos Enriquez, Ali Jackson, Paul Netzella, Walter Blanding, Sherman Irby, Ted Nash, Victor Goins, Elliot Mason, Chris Crenshaw, Kenny Rampton, Ryan Kaiser, Vincent Gardner. We are the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Thank you very, very much.
Greg Reporter and Renee Marie, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Arranged by Marcus Prinnip. Winter Marcellus leading the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. You can hear JALC radio programs and find live video webcasts too at jalc.org. And hear our jazz stories, music in the words of the musicians, on iTunes and SoundCloud. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This edition was written by Andrew Rosenblum. Our producers are David Gorin, Josh Landes, and Stephen Rath. Special thanks to Alexa Lim. The recordings were mixed by Rob McCumber at the XM Studio in Rose Hall. Additional recording at CDM Studios, Manhattan, New York, by Charles de Montebello. The Artistic Director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Wynton Marcellus. Executive Director is Greg Scholl. Kat Henry supervises these recordings and broadcasts, and our video streams, too. I'm Wendell Pierce. Thanks for joining us. Whatever you're celebrating, or whatever style you are celebrating it in, best wishes for the season from all of us at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Staff and producers of KRVS thank you for your appreciation and support during the past year and wish you and yours a very happy holidays, filled with music and joy.
This is listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM.